Tigers own their own destiny. They are at 4 for a magic number to make the playoffs. And he'll never say, I hate to say I told you so, but Jim Leland was telling a lot of people back in August that if the Tigers got healthy, they had a good shot at doing exactly what they're doing now. That's why he managed the team before, and he probably could manage them again. He's on the line with us right now. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Jim. And I know you won't take credit for having seen this coming, but a lot of people are hearkening back to some interviews you gave during August about how, hey, don't give up on this team. They get some players back, get them healthy. They still have what it takes. And that combined with some pretty almost unbelievable collapses by Kansas City and Minnesota have combined to hoist the Tigers into, I mean, they're almost in the playoffs now. It would be a disappointment if they didn't make it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I remember when I was up there and I just mentioned, I said, you know, who knows? It could be too late, but I can guarantee you guys, if you trust my baseball judgment, it's going to be a fun September. You can see it coming. And the stars are really lined up right for them. I mean, 99% of the credit obviously goes to the Tigers. They've been unbelievable. AJ's done one of the best managing jobs I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And the other thing is, as you mentioned, you know, the other teams collapse. And that's what's got to happen if you're going to make a run like they did. I mean, they were like 9 games behind.
Right.
So somebody's got to collapse for that to happen. But you got to really play good. And I think they've had the best record for over a month some now. So they're earning everything they get, and it's really fun to watch.
I got another stat for you, Jim. Your numbers retired on August 3rd. That day they were 53-59. Since your numbers retired by the Tigers, you're 30-15. So I think that was the August 2nd, the August 3rd when
How
your number
that?
Went out.
Yeah.
Just do you have any other numbers that we can retire?
They were so glad to get rid of me. They started playing.
A great weight was lifted. Yeah. You know, from a managerial point of view, with such a young team, is one of the things that AJ is doing right is almost getting them not to think about it. Just, you know, just go out there and have fun and play baseball. He may know how crazy this is, what the odds are against them and how they, you know, how unlikely all this is. But is it a manager's job with a young team to sort of shield them from all of that?
Yeah, and I think you're seeing that. I think you're seeing some of the more veteran teams, you know, like Minnesota a little bit, have really had a tough time. And I think AJ's got these guys just having fun. As AJ said, they're just trying to win each series, and I think it's relaxed them. I'm sure they know it. I don't mean that. But yeah, they're playing like they don't even know they're in a race. They're just going out to win ball games, and they're doing it. And I'm sure they're excited about it now. It's got to be on their mind. But in the way AJ manipulated that pitching staff with the openers and using the bullpen when he didn't have his starters, I mean, it's been one of the most unbelievable managing jobs I've seen. So the combination of all those things, and this is a very talented team. You know, it's young. So a lot of people thought maybe not yet this year, but, you know, with the collapse of some of the teams and the way that we've played, here we are right there knocking on the door. And I'm sure AJ's biggest hope is to get this thing closed out so that he could possibly open up with Scooble in the playoffs. Because, right. You know, if they had to wait till the final day to get in, then he'd probably, I would assume, would pitch Scooble, and then he wouldn't have him for the first game of the postseason. But if the things continue to line up right, you know, somebody could face Scooble in the opening day of the playoffs, and that's pretty good news for the
Tigers.
And
those playoffs are 3 days in a row, and whoever wins the 2 out of 3 takes it. So if you got
that's
the
right.
Cy Young Award winner on the mound for you, you're in good shape that way. Give us a couple of examples of people, players, who you think are responsible for why, besides Scooble, who's kind of obvious, for why the Tigers are doing what they're doing.
Well, you know, when Carpenter's healthy, he's been real big for him. And I think one of the guys, a couple guys, but Cole Keith had a really good year for a rookie. He's done a great job. I think when Meadows came back, I think that sparked the team too. He's made a couple catches that saved runs, saved ball games, and he's hit much better since he's come back. I think he's kind of been a spark plug. And, you know, Torkelson's come back and he's held his own. He's gotten some big hits. You know, it's been a combination of things. But I think the way AJ used the bullpen, I think, has been the number one thing. I think I would have never expected that to go as good as it's done. And I think this is a little bit different. But, you know, our pitching coach, Bachler, in AAA has done a tremendous job of sending those guys up there. They all act like they belong. They're making pitches. It's been a combination of the whole organization, to be honest with you. But I think Meadows has really sparked them because it gives you – he can create a lot of things defensively and on the bases, and he's hit much better. He's, you know, he had a walk-off against San Diego – not a walk-off, but a home run in San Diego, that grand slam that he hit to win the game. You know, I think he's really sparked them a lot. But it's just a combination of all those young guys buying in, having fun. Riley Green's been outstanding. So they're really good. And so they got a chance to be good for a long time.
A quick review there, Skip. Tigers are Major League best 28-11 since August 11th. They've got the third best ERA in Major League Baseball, not to mention a different offensive hero night in, night out. As they eye a postseason appearance, you're talking about a confident ball club. If you're the opposition, you don't want to see this team in the postseason, do you?
Not really. No, not really. I mean, you know, they're very dangerous. There's no question about it. But they're good. This is not fluky. I mean, there's good things to come for the Tigers now and in the future, obviously, because this is a very young team, one of the youngest teams in all of baseball. So, you know, I'm sure when AJ gets the starting rotation straightened out and all the guys are healthy with the rotation and pitching we have, you know, this is going to be a team to contend with for quite a while, I believe. And, you know, it might start right now. Who knows when you get in? Nobody knows what's going to happen.
That's right.
Everybody talks about, well, they're young. Yep. You don't know what they're – well, you know, I know what they've been doing for a month and a half now, and they've been beating good teams too. They've been beating the Baltimores and good teams. They haven't been just, you know, beating the cellar dwellers. They've been beating the good teams.
Yeah, they're not scared about playing Baltimore if that's who they end up with. They just did it. And really, you could make the case that this whole thing started with the win over the Yankees in that Little League Classic that they came back and won at the very end. And so they're not afraid of the Yankees either. You mentioned young guys. Jackson Jobe, one of the top young prospects, pitching prospects, been coming along in the minor leagues. Would you have brought him up if you were managing? And if so, how would you use him from this point forward, especially into the postseason?
Well, I definitely would have brought him up. I'm not sure exactly how I'd use him for sure in the postseason, but I'd have to think that out a little bit more. But I would have definitely brought him up because this guy is a super talent. And the big thing about it is these hitters up here at the Major League, they have not seen him at all. So that's a big advantage for him. And this guy's the real deal. I mean, he's a top-of-the-rotation guy for years to come if he stays healthy. There's no question about it. This guy's lights out. So I think it's a great time to bring him up. Who knows? AJ could use him to close out a game. I don't know what his plan is, but, you know, he might try to break him in with a couple of innings. Who knows? But, you know, you throw 100 miles an hour, 98 miles an hour with a wicked slider like that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. I always said I don't worry about the age. I like talent, and that's exactly what Scott Harris and the Tigers have right now. They got talent, and they got a great manager.
Didn't you do that with Andrew Miller back in 2006 when you brought him up?
Yes. Yeah, you did
the same thing with him, right?
Yep, exactly right. And I'm telling you, this guy is I think he might be the number one or two pitching prospect in all of baseball. So I think it's a great move. And I think that injects another bit of excitement into the other players, too, to see this guy come up. And when they see him throw, I think it's really exciting. I think it's a great move.
You like the format of this first wild card round, which is whoever is the dominant team, you know, whoever had the better record, gets three straight games at home?
Yeah, I think they probably just, you know, did that so maybe no days off. If the travel would be a West Coast and East Coast team, I think that's probably why they did that, to cut down on the travel. So I don't know necessarily if it's totally fair, but I guess it's okay. The team with a better record gets that advantage, which is, I guess that's okay.
I mean, the Tigers could end up one game behind, you know, Baltimore or whatever, and they have to play all three games in Baltimore.
That's right. But they just beat them two over there. So
it's not going to hurt them. Well, one way or the other, this is going to already has done remarkable things for the future of baseball in Detroit. Because as you point out, Jim, even if they got to the first round and didn't win a game, the excitement level for next year has been raised so high by what's been done in these past 4 or 5 weeks that you know, the idea that they could be great to come. For years to come, it's the kind of thing that they've been waiting for on the Red Wings, who have been trying to restock themselves for years, and it looks like they're on the verge of that. They've been waiting forever with the Pistons to do it. They watched it happen with the Lions when, you know, Dan Campbell came in and they were depleted. I mean, they had a couple of good players, but they didn't have any depth. Now they got depth everywhere, and everyone expects them to win. And it takes a while to build like that, but it looks like all those first-round draft picks and you know, bad finishes have finally been molded by a smart front office into a future of 22- and 23-year-olds who – you know, are going to be here for a long time if they've got the money to pay them.
Well, and I think this, and I know, don't get me wrong, I give total credit to the current regime, but a lot of those number one draft picks were Alavilas, and they got on him when he took those draft picks. Him and Scott Plyce did a great job. They got Meadows and they got Key. They got all those guys up there right now, so they deserve a little credit too.
Yeah. Jim, will you be around in the postseason? Will you be coming to the games?
Yeah, I think so. Scott called me the other day and wants me to come. I don't really like to hang around. It's not my show. I want to stay in the background. But he wants me to come up to a couple of games. If I do, I'll just go up and probably sit somewhere by him and watch the games. But, you know, I'm not going to go in the clubhouse and all that stuff. They got enough to do, and they got everything going right now. So it's really exciting. I mean, I obviously watch every game and, you know, pulling for them hard tonight. Going to watch it again. Minnesota got beat last night by Miami, you know, It just told you it's a crazy game and it's a great game. You know, I think it's important for the, and I know AJ's as good as anybody at this. It's important to, if they would happen to lose a game to the Marlins now, they can't just count on beating the White Sox because of their record. Right. You saw Florida go in last night to Minnesota. Florida, who has not been a good team, went into Minnesota, beat them. So they just have to stay after it, keep their nose to the grindstone, and just keep having fun because they're really fun to watch right now.
Well, search around your closet and see if you got another number you can retire.
No, I was going to say that Jimmy had a gut feeling about the Tigers back in August. Jim, how do you think the stock market will do in October? And any prognostication?
Yeah, any tips you want to give us? We'll take.
No, I have no predictions on that.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. Look forward to seeing you around the postseason. Thanks for coming on with us as always.
You got it. You're welcome.
Jim Leland here on 760 WJR.